So joining our pub quiz team this week is a comedian who's been described as grotesquely funny, thoroughly entertaining, and crucially, a tough act to beat. Let's hope he's tough to beat at trivia. It's Al Nash.
Al Nash, everybody!
Welcome to the pod, Al. Welcome to the pod.
How do you feel about the term grotesquely funny?
I think that's fair. I think that was a pull quote that I had to really sift through and try and find the best bits of the reviews, which I find that really frustrating. Like, I won a early plug. I actually won the biggest sketch comedy award in the UK.
You got in there early, didn't you?
This was 6 years ago, so it was a long time ago. But I remember winning. I was in a double act at the time, and I was like, oh, it's so great. Like, there's going to be so many amazing quotes we can, like, pull from the review of the show and use for, like, posters. And the guy who voted for us to win was like, yeah, you know, great use of audio cues. And they were my winner on the night.
We've got a comedian who's described as great use of audio cues.
Amazing technician, yeah. Very frustrating.
Have you been? How's your day been so far?
Been very well, yeah. Had a nice Uber over here from Stoke Newington, where I currently reside.
So, I imagine most of our viewers, as I imagine most of our listeners know, you make some very, very exciting comedy sketches, some of which with Imogen Andrews, who is an alumni of the Pub Quiz Pod. Has she given you any words of advice?
She said try and avoid eye contact with you.
Which you're not doing very well at, because we've been gazing into each other's eyes for the last half an hour.
So yeah, yeah. No, she said just be relaxed, be yourself, which I find very difficult. So yeah,
This does double up as therapy for a lot of people, I have to say. It really does.
It's a lot cheaper.
Do you find time, I mean, you know, you're making comedy sketches, you're gigging here and there as well. Do you have time or any interest even to go to pub quizzes?
This might shock the room.
Go on.
I'm not a big fan of the pub.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sorry to bring you to a pub.
Yeah.
No, I think it's
we brought you to a pub to go on a podcast called the Pub Quiz Podcast.
Yeah,
just
I know.
Just the pub in general.
I think so. I think it's, I kind of view it as like olives. Like one day I will learn to love them. If I keep eating them, I will one day love them.
I really want to get into this. What is it about pubs that just doesn't do it for you? What puts you off?
Okay, let's say I invited you around to my house.
Sure. Yeah.
I gave you a lovely drink.
Mm. Yeah.
You go, that's nice. I go, yeah, it's gonna be £8. You go, okay, all right, fine, but okay. Do I have to put some music on? Can I put some music on? Yeah. Yeah. Could that music be quite loud enough that I can't really hear you or each other? Mm-hmm. And then I've got some chairs over here. They're not very comfortable. You'd be like, okay, do I like this place? Do I want to stay here?
Yeah.
I just find the pub a little bit like, it doesn't quite work for me.
Right.
I don't know why. Maybe I'm not like a
I'd love to come around to yours, though.
This is it. Or you can come to mine where, like, we choose the music. It's at an appropriate level. We have great conversation. I've made you some lovely drinks, free of charge for you, of course.
Thank you.
Some lovely snacks, some food. I love to host a dinner party.
Nice.
Rather than go to a pub.
Yeah.
And there's that thing of, like, there's a term for it, right? Where, like, everyone matches the level of everyone, so it gets increasingly noisy.
It's called
called?
That's true.
Obnoxiousness.
Yeah, something like that. I just want to ring a bell when it gets too loud to be like, guys, it's too loud.
They do that in pubs at the end of the night.
It's always the same time, isn't it?
They ring the bell.
It gets really loud at about 11 o'clock.
What does an Al Nash dinner party look like then?
Some nice music, some nice food. Nothing crazy. Just, I don't know. I do like. I'm kind of going back on myself now. I don't hate the pub. I'm not like I'm not like scared of the pub.
Yeah.
But I think I'm yet to find a pub that's like, oh, this feels like a place where I feel welcome.
You did spit on the floor as you walked in.
A little bit. Yeah.
And
I
wonder what that's about. And now it's sort of starting to make
sense. It's making
sense.
Yeah.
I think what I like about the pub though, compared to something around the house, is just leaving when you want. Mm. You know what I mean? I think that's quite a. You want to just be able to walk out. Do you not, when you've got people around your house and then it's getting to a point where you're like, oh, I sort of want to go to bed now, but they want another drink. And you know what I mean? How do you end that?
Yeah.
I think I've got a lot of undiagnosed things going on.
Sure. Really is therapy.
Yeah. No, let's get into it. When I have like a dinner party or like friends around, I will probably have to have maybe, if they got there at 6 and left at midnight, I will probably have between 6 and 8 5-minute breaks where I will just be like, just off to go to the kitchen. I'm not in the kitchen. I'm in my room, sat on the edge of my bed, just sort of.
You live in an episode of Come Dine With
Me. Yeah.
Man there with a camera in front of you.
Holding a board that says 6.
Yeah.
Having to leave your house, get in a taxi to go back to your house.
I think Sandra's a right bitch.
Yeah.
See, whereas I just... What's your thoughts on the pub, Jake?
Oh,
do you want to fight the other corner?
Well, I just think that I've run pub quizzes for a long time. It's the people you meet, I think. Like, yes, I'd love to... Al, I would love to come to your house. Mm. And if... I mean, I'm sort of free in a couple of weeks' time if you're...
Yeah, we'll talk off air, yeah.
Yeah, talk off air, okay. Yeah. Getting the excuses ready. I've got a busy April. Yeah.
Talk on air, there's no one listening.
Yeah, yeah.
Shall I tell you why I think that pubs are the best thing ever?
Yeah, please.
Wow. Is you never see anyone walking out of a gallery and going, should we go to another one? Pubs, all the time.
Yeah, all the time. Let's go to another one.
Yeah. I would never go to the theatre... I would never go to 10 different theatres in a day, so many that I'm being physically sick, and wake up the next morning and go, should we go again?
Mm. Yeah.
Today?
But to I
wouldn't be back in a theatre by midday the next day watching the football.
Yeah, I guess so. but if you need 10 of one thing to feel full, is that good?
Yeah, but every one is a different... It's like AA, isn't it, this now?
Yeah.
But every not the breakdown recovery, yeah. But everyone's a different... You know what I mean? One, lighting the senses. Two, I mean, one's nothing, actually. Forget one. One is pointless. Mm. You are right there. It's two, loosens up a bit. Three, little bit of something, a bit of chat. The chat starts coming.
Are you talking about pubs now?
No, pints. Each pint in the pub.
We could have these at Al's house.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know, but yeah, that's true. But then Al's having to go up to his bedroom every half an hour.
Yeah.
We sit down and a brew.
What do the guests do when you're in the bedroom?
They just talk amongst themselves.
Just a glass of the wall trying to find out.
And I say talk amongst yourselves.
But obviously you're covering that with going on. So do you have to come back in and sort of...
With something.
And carry on with the, like, give that 10 minutes.
I just have so many levels of nibbles that I'm like, you guys probably want like a seventh different nibble, don't you, at this point? Yeah. And
I'll go get a nibble.
Yeah,
I'll
get a nibble. Yeah.
What do you get to nibble on at Al Nash's house? If I'm a kiss. Wow! Wow! The look in the silence was deafening.
I don't want
Imogen Andrews said, don't make eye contact. Yeah. You broke that real quickly, didn't you? I'm just asking what sort of nibbles you get at Al Nash's house, and you looked at me like I'd called you a paedophile. Yeah. I don't know what's happened there, Al.
I don't know if that was a... Sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
I thought it was the first time a guest was going to spark someone at one of us out. I don't like the pub, but I love a fucking pub fight.
I just wasn't aware this was a smutty podcast.
It's not a pod.
It's a pod. Yeah,
it's a pod.
Yeah, sorry.
It's not smutty.
No, the nibbles would be, I'm a huge fan, in the way that you're passionate about the pub, I'm very passionate about like niche crisps.
Okay.
So it would be the kind of crisp where you go, what are these actually? What are these? And I go, well.
She's not.
Do you walkers? Yeah. Yeah, remember niche crisps?
Walkers, ready, salted.
Yeah, they're amazing.
Yeah, yeah. I live Skips. Near like a smorgasbord of like different corner shops. So
sure.
I go into my crisps like I would buy wine. Like, you've got a thing kind of sort of medium bodied.
Taste a bit.
Yeah, look, that's nice. Yeah, yeah.
You've opened that now. Yeah.
Yeah. Since 1982,
probably fun. Good year, good year.
All the better.
Yeah, yeah, good year, good year.
So if you don't get your quizzing fix from pub quizzes, are you a fan of quizzes from game shows? Do you like trivia generally? Do you like quizzes at all?
I do like a quiz. I was thinking this earlier, like, I don't think I actually do anything anymore to help my brain.
I won't stand for low level smart.
I thought I was going to get punched.
And you just stared him down.
What do you want to say? You can't nibble on my penis?
I don't want that.
No, you're right. It was unnecessarily
crude. Oh, no, don't you start now as well.
No, it was unnecessarily crude.
Do you want me to say, like, my nuts? Would that have sufficed?
What were you hoping for there?
To be honest with you, the crisp stuff, basically, was the one I was trying to get to. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Just nearly had a fight in getting there.
Okay.
So where do you get your quizzing fix, Al?
I sort of don't anymore, which is why I'm quite excited for this. Mm-hmm. I haven't done a pub quiz in a while. I think the last one I did was I lived in Northampton for a year. Terrible place. It was during COVID, so it's like it's the most depressing time anyway. Why not live in the most depressing place? and I did a pub quiz there, and we technically won, but I was scribing and I wrote down the wrong answer. I think it was like, it was either 2p or £2, and I thought it was £2. I was like, yeah, £2. And then when it came about, I was like, we've won. but I'd written the wrong. We had said the right answer between us, but I'd written the wrong one. So we lost the quiz. So since then,
so hang on, that one question was the difference between
that was the decide, yeah, yeah.
Was it a one question quiz?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a quick quiz. Yeah, yeah. They're not very bright enough.
You were getting pelters for the rest of that evening, weren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, no, they were furious.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, yeah. It was my girlfriend and my friend. It was like we laughed about it for 5 minutes. Then after a while, it was like quite annoyed at that actually. Yeah, yeah, we would have got a free bar tab and free meal.
And that's why you left Northampton.
Yeah. My God, they still live there. My girlfriend and my friends. Yeah, yeah.
You can't return.
No, can't return. Yeah, yeah. No, so I don't want to say I'm scarred by that experience, but if you see me looking incredibly stressed at any point today, I'm getting like numb.
I've seen it. I've seen it already.
Yeah, good.
That's quite bold that you did ask for a bit of a pen and paper then before we started.
Yeah, if anything, I'm trying to exercise my demons of this.
Do you have a, when it comes to quizzing, do you have a specialist subject, a specialist area?
Probably the Manchester United squad from the years 2004-2008.
You're a football fan?
I am.
Man U?
Yeah, it's one of the most embarrassing things about me is that I'm a support Manchester United.
But you know what, where I currently live, at like overlooks Old Trafford, I can hear it on a match day. So bit of a bond there.
Yeah, nice.
We could both beat him up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What's this you're doing now, Liam? Like, we've got a bond, he's a cunt. What's that? Where's that come from?
We're meant to be in here. Yeah, actually, you're right, because we always... Literally being fought over in the middle. I feel like a Christmas cracker. Right. So, I mean, hopefully there is some football questions. You know what? I think you're the first guest we've had who is actually... I might get a bit of a support with the football questions.
Would you agree? I'm good at as well.
Music.
What's your terrible music? What kind of music? It's that question when someone goes, like, what do you like? Like, what bands do you like? And you go, yeah, I love... And it just goes completely blank, like you've never heard a song.
Don't say Coldplay, I'm trying my best.
kind of, everyone says this, but a bit of everything, I guess.
I've never asked anyone what music they like, and their response has been anything other than a bit of everything.
Yeah, I'm really sorry.
I genuinely don't think anyone's ever said anything other than a bit of everything. Mm. And if they have, they go, grime, and I go, forget it anyway. Yeah, I'd rather you have said a bit of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Indie rock, I suppose.
Sure. Nice.
Yeah.
I think we're quite similar.
I think we're very similar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe you should leave, John.
I'm going to go. See you later, guys. Have a lovely time. I'll set you. You got the questions. You got everything you need. You got your microphones.
Can we just get another drink on the way out?
Yeah, cheers, mate.
Thank you. And a nice bag of French crisps, if possible, as well.
Just don't make a noise when you come back in. Just drop them off and we'll get them. Yeah. Cheers, matey. Thank you. What is the most interesting fact, you know, something you tell at parties, something you just like, I just can't get my head around that. That's brilliant.
So I'll admit that I had to Google interesting facts.
Yeah, sure.
Because I don't know what's happened to my brain in the last like 5 years. I think I just like, it's just like kind of grey sludge.
Yeah.
Similar to the like, what music do you like? A bit of everything. It's like, any interesting facts? I was like, yeah. I was like, I don't know any interesting facts.
I'm
so
completely with you. Do you think, you say last 5 years, not to take this on a bit of a tangent, but do you think it's social media? Do you think that is what it is?
I do spend a lot of time on my phone. Yeah, probably.
But just sort of generally, it's not you. Do you think yourself, your social media problem? Is that?
I think I do less new things.
Yeah.
I think that's probably it. Yeah. I have less new experiences, so my brain is sort of very much like at capacity.
Yeah.
I need to like forget old stuff to learn new stuff.
Maybe Man United squads between 2005 and 2008.
Yeah,
maybe get rid of
that. Clearing
up a lot of storage. Yeah.
Alan Smith's assist record could probably go. So I Googled amazing facts and... the whole experience kind of depressed me, if I'm honest with you, because it made me realise that, like, nothing really amazes me anymore. Do you know what I mean, though? I was like, oh, this will be, I was like, 100 amazing facts. This is going to be so much fun for me. And everyone, I was like, oh, right, yeah.
You set out with good intentions to be amazed, and it's like, none of this.
Like, the Pope can't donate organs. Like, yeah, checks out, I guess. Yeah.
The Pope can't donate organs.
It's actually quite amazing.
Is that your fun? No, you're just giving us a little tease. Why not?
No. The one I went for is the lowest note that someone can sing is from this guy. Quite vague, but...
I was going to let it go.
It actually gets more vague, actually. It's so low that he can't hear it and only elephants can hear it.
What?
Yeah. I don't know how they've... It's one of those science facts where you're like, how has that been verified, though? Was he just stood near a bunch of elephants going mental? He was like, that was me. That's me.
I've done that.
Or for them, is it like, you know, in school where you go... And the teacher would be like, who is that?
Did you used to do that as well?
Yeah.
We are so in common.
So
we used to do that.
Yeah, it's great.
Orchestrate the whole class to hum.
Yeah.
and then when they're going, who's humming?
I bet Jake would have that.
Yeah. That is quite a universal thing that happens at school. Did you go to school? Yeah, me too. We're so in sync. What is this?
I'm really sucking up, aren't I?
Yeah, that's disgusting. Have you never behaved like this before? Are you really showing yourself up?
I know, actually.
Did you have a pencil case at school? Me too! All right. He fucking didn't. He can't write, cunt. I think that's a bloody brilliant fact. One that can't be verified by the guy who did it or anyone else around.
Can only be verified by elephants, who famously can't speak English.
Yeah.
But once it happened, they're not forgetting about it. We also like to know what our guest thinks would be a perfect quiz team name for our team. Any thoughts?
So I obviously just did the thing of what rhymes with the word quiz.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
So I have two versions of the same name. One is Quizzy Lifting Drinks, which is from Willy Wonka.
Fizzy Lifting Drinks.
Oh, that's nice. I like that. Or the longer version, which is his full speech, but I have just replaced the word Fizzy Lifting Drinks with Quizzy Lifting Drinks.
Can we hear it?
Oh, this is good.
Because I wanted to leave my mark on this pod. If anything, they could say, Al actually had the longest quiz name, didn't he?
Annoyingly, I normally write out the quiz name at the top of the page.
For the listener, not the viewer, Al's phone has come out of his pocket and the notes page has been activated.
I did learn this full speech once for a sketch I wrote, but... So it'll be like, in third place, Jake's Jizz Men with 54 points. Yeah. And in number two, it's Squid Quiz with 57. And in first place... Wrong, sir, wrong. Under section 37B of the contract signed by him, it states quite clearly that all offers shall become null and void if, and you can read it here for yourself in this photostatic copy, I, the undersigned, shall forfeit all rights, privileges, and licenses herein and herein contained, etc., etc., fax mentis, incendium, gloria, cultum, etc., etc., memo B, punitor, delicatum, it's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You soul... Quizzy Lifting Drinks. You've bumped into the ceiling, which now has to be washed and sterilized, so you get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
So, Liam, just
with
pop that
61
down.
61 points, it's the winner. So, yeah. That's
Liam, just pop that down in the team name section.
That is brilliant.
That is fantastic.
And also, what a rendition.
Thank you.
What a rendition of that speech. I've not seen that film in years. It's one of my favourite films. Seen it in years. And that took me right back to it. I was in that film. I was Charlie Bucket.
And he was Gene Wilder. That was fantastic.
The premise of my sketch, which I've never done live, I want to, is basically like... He does the speech over and over again. So like he's like, you won. And then it's like, really? And he's like, no, wrong. He just keeps reeling it in and keeps doing it over and over again.
Well, Al, that is the perfect setup to our first round.
All right.
We've been sent a real pub quiz from a genuine quiz master. Yeah. We don't know the person. We're going to get to know them, I suppose, through the questions that they've written. Today's quiz master is Barney Fritz. From the Crown in Greenwich. If you want to see Barney's quiz, he runs it on a Sunday at 7:30. Early thoughts from Barney Fritz. What do you reckon he's going to be like?
German.
German, yes. German.
Purple.
Yeah.
Barney Fritz, the German purple dinosaur. There we go.
Yeah.
Questions that are going to occur, stuff basically on either of those two things.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it'll be good. Stegosaurus stuff, I suppose.
Yeah.
A lot of Lederhosen.
Yeah.
Jürgen Klopp.
Yeah.
His first round is TV and film.
Okay.
Which I feel from your ability to rattle off that team name, you're going to be quite good
at that.
So question number one from Barney Fritz. Which film won Best Picture at the 2024 Oscars? And we're in.
I was about to go, this is really topical, but it's not. This is a year ago, isn't it?
A year ago. Yeah. Time flies, brother.
Best Picture last year.
Last year. So this year, obviously, was the Brutalist. Was it? No,
Nora.
Sorry, gosh. Yeah. Last year, who was up? Was that the year? Was last year the year that Will Smith smacked?
I think that was 2 years ago.
It just goes to show how pointless the Oscars are, really, because that was only a year ago.
Yeah.
We're already like, who was that? It's doesn't really matter, does it?
Yeah. It also points out our lack of credentials hosting a pub quiz podcast when, like, quite an obvious trivia question. We're like, not really sure.
Yeah.
Was last year the year of the Barbieheimer?
It was Oppenheimer. Yeah. Very good. Yeah, it was Oppenheimer. Nice one, Liam.
Yeah, well, best picture, Oppenheimer, really.
Did it?
Well, it must have done. If
it did.
Well, you know what? I never, ever get film questions right. So I'm really pleased with that.
Did you enjoy Oppenheimer?
Oh, not that I've got it right.
I did a bit long.
Yeah, quite long. I fell asleep during. Yeah.
But that's a brilliant answer, Liam.
Thank you, man. I didn't even see it.
It's worth seeing. There's a bit where a car goes past.
Oh, you've
past.
Seen it and he's not. Oh,
there's a bit where a car goes past and Einstein kind of appears out of thin air. Do you remember that bit?
Yeah, you see Einstein
throughout the film and you don't see him for like an hour. And then at one point, a car goes past, and as soon as it passes, he just sort of like appears. It's very funny. I'm butchering it, but you have to watch it for that moment alone.
It was funny, trust me.
Yeah, trust me. If you were there,
Question two. Which TV show is older, Al? Is it Coronation Street or EastEnders? What do we think on this one, guys?
I think that's a bit too much of an easy question, that.
Yeah, it's quite easy, isn't it?
I think everyone knows that Coronation Street is the oldest soap, isn't it? I think that's common knowledge.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll definitely go for Coronation Street. You big soaps fan, Al?
I was a Hollyoaks guy back in the day.
Really?
I was a very horny teenager.
Now comes the smut.
And now comes it. Yeah, I'm sorry, yeah. I've done my own.
When I asked you what the nipples at your house were, you just thought about yourself as a teenager.
Yeah, fine.
You were a very horny teenager and you thought, do you know what? I'm not going to go to the internet for that. I'm going to go to Hollyoaks, Channel 4.
Hollyoaks was raunchy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
For sort of like, what was it on at 6 p.m?
Do you know what was raunchier? Hollyoaksbabes.net. Oh, mama. Yeah, it was great. If you want pictures of screen grabs of when, I don't know, say, Marcy McQueen once got change and had a bit of tit out, then that's the website for you.
So when did you set that website up?
Still going. Actually, it is still going. Should I have a look?
Let's have a look.
Oh, bookmarked.
Yeah.
Talk about yourself. Al's gone to his bedroom for 5 minutes to look at hollyoaksbabes.net.
He said he needed a breather. I think we all know what he actually needed.
I thought when you said if you want it a bit raunchy, you go to Hollyoaks later.
You see, I really thought smut was off the table after what happened when
you said... Yeah, I don't know.
I was like, we're not getting anywhere. We're not doing anywhere near smut. This is going to be highbrow.
I think it's gone.
It's gone. Well, if you repay your subscription, I think it might it might come back to life. Yeah, Coronation Street, I think it's been around since the 50s, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we did the 50th anniversary in 2010, I want to say, for the tram crash. So I think 1960 it started.
Do you watch it?
I used to, all the time.
Really?
You know what? I used to be really into... Like, we used to time dinner as a family around like, when the soaps were on.
Yeah.
And what would happen? So you'd have Emmerdale... We stopped EastEnders, never really got into Hollyoaks, but Emmerdale was on at 7, Corrie at 7:30, and then Corrie again at 8:30.
Yeah.
But what you could do was watch Corrie at 7:30, so we'd time dinner, watch Corrie at 7:30, put Emmerdale on at +1 at 8.
Oh, yeah.
So you go 8 till 8:30 on Emmerdale, and then the second bit of Corrie, you got 90 minutes straight of soaps there.
No EastEnders in there?
No. Used to watch EastEnders, and then my parents decided, too violent.
Wow.
Get that off the telly.
Yeah.
Corrie and Emmerdale. That's all I needed, though. And then when I got to about 16, I downloaded Netflix, and I realised that they were sort of like real stuff.
Drama.
Yeah, good. Yeah. There was good TV shows out there, and then I never looked back, really.
The extent of scripted television isn't just the same.
I think it was like Peaky Blinders and sort of maybe like Sex Education I watched, and
God,
I was like,
imagine.
Oh, this is actually much better.
All you've ever seen is Coronation Street, and then the next thing you see is Peaky Blinders.
I thought it was incredible.
Your mind must have been blown.
Do you know what's mad? I remember watching the tram crash episode in 2010, and I went up to bed, shaking. Honestly, that's no exaggeration. I had like the shakes. And I was going over in my head, like going into school the next day to like talk about it, of like trying to remember it all, being like, okay, that happened. And so I could go in and like relay it to anyone who didn't see it and was like, you fucking, oh my God, you, like, I couldn't believe it.
Was everyone else at school watching it? Did they empathise with you?
There was a couple.
Or were they like, Liam's shaking all week. And there was to do with Corrie.
There was a couple who I'd go to who I knew were sort of picked out the people.
Yeah,
picked out the people and they'd go to them. Almost I'd make a beeline for them that next morning. what do you think?
Yeah.
I think she's dead. Yeah. Do you reckon? What do you reckon? When's it? Tonight? God, oh my God.
Question number three. Everyone stop shaking. Is everyone calm down? Question number three. Who directed Interstellar?
That's a bit Chrissy Nolan, isn't it?
It is Chrissy Nolan, isn't it? It's got to be. I feel like Christopher Nolan's one of the only directors where him and Tarantino, like if a film's released, they're more doing on the sort of promo run than the actors.
Yeah.
Like, he's the draw, right?
Definitely.
Question number four. The Long Night, Fire and Blood, You Win or You Die are all episodes of what TV show? The Long Night, Fire and Blood, You Win or You Die.
I'll chuck out just some early suggestion.
you win or you die, yeah. I think, yeah. Say what you're going to say. I'm pretty sure I've got something. Yeah, yeah.
With that, leave it. Definitely an option.
Yeah.
The Long Night was when Mercedes had insomnia. Yeah. I think it might have been that, wasn't it?
Sorry.
I was going to throw out there Black Mirror.
Oh, You Win or You Die is such a fucking Black Mirror title, isn't it?
It is quite, but I don't know any of them episodes.
What if a remote control could talk to you?
What then?
Yeah.
I think it might be Game of Thrones.
Oh, I never watched Game of Thrones.
No,
never saw it.
Never seen it.
Okay, well, I don't want to go out on
common.
A...
Yeah.
So much in common. Yeah. I bet you did.
That you've not seen a show.
Yeah.
I bet you did.
That you both wanked off to Hollyoaks later.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what? Have your club.
Yeah.
I wish we'd known each other back in school.
Yeah, you got on so well.
Yeah, it's nerve-wracking now. I feel like I've got two school bullies here
that
are waiting for me to slip up.
These have been quite normie answers so far. Not to denigrate Barney's.
It's probably a good job.
Not to denigrate Fritzy's questions, but so far these have been fairly like above board.
Yeah.
So he goes by Fritzy.
He does now.
To be fair though, if you were wanking over Hollyoaks, it's probably a good job you didn't see Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
Yeah.
Cool, blimey.
Yeah. It'd be like him seeing Peaky Blinders on Coronation Street. My mind is blown.
Yeah.
It's like looking at the sun. It's like too much.
Question number 5. How many films have Tom Hanks and Steven Spielberg worked together as director and actor? This is an interesting question. Yeah. Okay. What have we got on our list?
The Polar Express.
Was that Spielberg?
Was it?
Okay. Al's sort of taking a secondary Quiz Master role here.
Yeah.
Was it? Who knows?
Group project.
We'll never know. I don't know, that's put a spanner in the works.
Also, haven't seen it, so no.
Okay, fine. We know that, this is hard, isn't it? I don't really know. Catch Me If You Can, one of my favourite films. That is definitely Spielberg.
Yeah. Great film.
Lovely film. Sorry, we just having something in common.
Maybe we're closer than
that. Isn't it?
Maybe I'll come around there. Yeah.
Do you know what is weird though? We often have it where a guest comes on and they sort of like they sort of divide and conquer us, and we're putty in their hands.
Yeah.
They come in, they appease one, then appease the other, and then
we're fighting, and then they've got pick of a bunch, and then they leave, and we're sort of left with the atmosphere.
Yeah, they leave with a smile on their face, and we just get sort of can't
our relationship gets more and more distant. Yeah.
Catch Me If You Can, definitely in there. Saving Private Ryan, that is Spielberg.
Yeah, it's probably easier to name Spielberg films, right?
Let's do that. Yeah, it was E.T., was he in that? No.
Forrest Gump,
was that Spielberg? I don't think that was. No. Schindler's List?
I don't think Tom Hanks was in that,
was he?
Oh, God, there's so many gods. There's a snake in my boots. Should we just hedge our bets and say, like,
that's
five?
What have you guys just named? Two between you.
Mm.
Should we go four?
Gut says five, but...
Yeah, let's go five.
I think four is a safe bet.
Four.
Yeah?
Four?
Okay.
Yeah.
Al, before we reveal the answers, I just want to let you know, there's a very exclusive club that I would love to invite you to try and join. That club is the 5 out of 5 club.
Wow.
We have not had many people that are able to get 5 out of 5 on a round.
Yeah.
In fact, it's very rare. So I'm hoping that this might be, I mean, the Tom Hanks one I think might let us down.
Let's avoid it.
It could happen. We've got 3 chances to get it, there's 3 rounds in the quiz. So, question number 1. Which film won Best Picture at the 2024 Oscars? I mean, me and Al, I think it's safe to say we didn't really know.
Well, neither did I, really.
Well, you came up with something, and you tell you what you came up with was right. It was Oppenheimer.
Nice.
Question number 2. Which TV show is older, Coronation Street or EastEnders? Liam, I know you're shaking. You should be, because it was Coronation Street.
Beautiful.
Question number 3. Who directed Interstellar? It was Christopher Nolan. The 3 for 3, guys. Yeah,
this is looking good. Exciting.
Question number 4. The Long Night, Fire and Blood, You Win, You Die. We talked about it being Hollyoaks. It could have been.
Could have been.
We took a little left turn to Game of Thrones. It was Game of Thrones.
Well done, Jake.
Wow.
We are 4 for 4. This is huge, right? Yeah. So, Al, first round of your first appearance on the Pub Quiz Pod. Could we get a 5 out of 5 already? How many films have Tom Hanks and Steven Spielberg worked together as director and actor? I mean, so look, we darted around the 4s, the 5s.
You named 2 or 3, didn't you?
Yeah.
And then we'll like maybe add 1 or 2 to that.
Well, I mean, I did think about 5.
No.
I think you said...
I think I said 5.
We said 4 or 5.
Yeah, no, Jake did say 5, I think.
Yeah. You can tell when I've maybe have read ahead on the answers because I've put a smug face and recalled have said, well, I think maybe I said five.
Yeah.
I'm afraid to say it is five. It is five. Yeah, we put four.
We've got them here. It's Saving Private Ryan, yeah. Catch Me If You Can, yeah. The Terminal, Bridge of Spies, of The Post.
Oh, no one saw The Post.
No one saw The Post.
That is tantalising. Yeah. We've hit the post there. Mm.
Did you mean that to be a thing?
The favourite. Hit The Post.
Hit The Post because of The Post, the film.
No.
All right. Nope. Nope, didn't mean it. No.
Never assume.
So yes. At the end of that round, that was a 4 out of 5, which I know we hit the post for the five out of five club, but that is a very good start. That is a very good start. It's like winning the league, but you've not gone unbeaten. You know what I mean? You can get a bit hung up on. Oh, I think it. Or it's like winning a game 5-1. You didn't get the clean sheet. Well, you still.
I don't feel like I've arrived yet though.
Yeah. So, round two, we go into the history round. How is that for you?
Very bad.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, I stopped doing history in year 9. History, I'm worried, that's what I would say.
Okay.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
You're good at history, mate.
No, I'm not.
You are?
I'm very bad.
We've done a lot of these and you've got a lot of answers.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm glad you've noticed that.
It's all right, mate.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. That's giving me... let's do the history round.
I'll give you confidence, you do whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Round two, history. Okay. So, question one. What year did Apple release their first Macintosh computer?
Oh, I don't know.
So what year?
I think the 80s. I think I've got 2 years that stick in my mind for no other reason than just a hunch. 1980 and 1984. I have no reason why. I don't want to be held to it. But both of those sort of stick out as just options.
Any advances on that?
For some reason, that 1976 was in my head. That must be too early, though. 84 sounds fine.
If that's one of your hunches, yeah.
Yeah, now I'm thinking it's earlier. I don't know.
Oh, right.
80?
Okay, sure.
80.
1980.
Okay. 80.
Or meet in the middle, 82, surely.
Al, you're our guest. Whatever you say goes.
82.
82, yes. Brilliant.
Oh, that's right.
That'd be great.
That'd be sick, yeah.
Question two. Barney's had a bit of a typo here, or it could be our producers. You never quite know. What historical first happened in 1918 in the UK?
What historical first happened
in the UK?
This is apologies. Unverifiable, though.
Apologies. Because what historical? Yeah, I know. New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
New Year's Day.
We could. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Or someone could say, "Oh, in 1918, my great grandfather said the term in a wild crocodile."
Yeah.
When there's no way of verifying
on the 1st of January.
On the 1st of January. Yeah. I mean. World War One ended, I suppose, but I don't think it's going to be that.
Yeah.
In 1918, is that a historical first? The First World War. Oh, what historical first happened? Maybe he's talking about a first, as in the first.
I think we go with that.
First World War ended. Yeah.
First World War ended. Okay.
I don't like that question.
No, I don't.
Barney, the first round that you gave us was brilliant. It feels like you're on 2CB or something.
I'm not having a good time.
I think it's all over the place, to be honest with you, mate.
Yeah.
But it is tough in a cost of living crisis, and you know you're working and he's working extra jobs.
He's working extra jobs
and he's still trying to keep his quiz
going.
I'd go
as far to say the whole phrase is on the. Let's cut this.
No, we're leading to that. I'd say it is tough in a cost of living crisis.
I'd go as far to say the whole quiz. We'll get it.
I'll go as far as to say, in a cost of living crisis.
Well, I'd go as far as to say. This whole quiz. This whole quiz is on the fritz. Good night, guys. See you later.
All right. That makes sense, right? It's on the fritz. It's not working properly, right?
I'd go as far to say, this whole quiz is on the fritz.
I love that thing of a whole line of blokes going, I'll go as far to say. Everyone going further and further. Well, I'll go the furthest to say.
Yeah.
Question three. Which two countries gained independence from the British Empire in 1947? Could India be one?
I think it is India and Pakistan. The reason why I say that is because I think if they're saying two countries gained independence, the British basically drew a flat line across where they thought India and Pakistan should be separated, which actually led to one of the most horrific periods in global history ever. Mm. But for the sake of the pod, we won't go into it too much.
Do you feel bad about that?
I feel, come on. No. That's all I need to say, really. Yeah, no, I don't feel good about that.
Yeah. But what we should feel good about is that we can be quite confident.
Do you feel good about that? I said, do you feel bad about that?
Oh, no, yes.
No, fine. I would tell you what, Barney, this history round is tearing us apart.
Yeah.
It really is tearing us apart. Just goes to show that not every quiz is a one-size-fits-all.
Oh,
Fritz. What did I say?
Fitz.
Oh, shit. So I get as far as to say that, you know, not every quiz is a one-size-fits-all.
Yeah. Yeah. Terrible.
Oh, God. Well, if the shoe fits. What's the next one?
We're in a fritz of hysterics.
Yeah.
Right. Who said this?
Barney Fritz did.
Who said this? Anytime you beg another man to set you free, you will never be free. Freedom is something that you have to do for yourselves. That was in your Willy Wonka quote at the beginning.
Was it?
That's our team name, isn't it? He's just read that back to us. Good day, sir.
Good day, sir.
Good day.
Good day. That feels like a Bob Marley quote to me.
Oh.
It's going to be like...
Does sound very Bob Marley.
Like a Bob Marley, Malcolm X.
Malcolm X is the first
but then, but then is Bob Marley a history
James
question?
Baldwin.
I would argue Bob Marley isn't.
If he's
history.
Put bloody MacBook Airs in there, I mean, I don't know what is and what isn't anymore. Mm. I don't know. What should we go for? Malcolm X. Martin Luther King.
Let's go Malcolm. I need to make my mark in this quiz, so this is I've arrived here. Malcolm X.
Question 5. Which country in the UK was the first to bake... Sorry. Which country in the UK...
to bake?
Which you... very, very.
Yeah.
Which country in the UK was the first to ban smoking inside pubs?
I don't know the answer to this. No. I don't think... I'll tell you what. The one thing... My one thing I'll say, I don't think it's Wales.
Yeah.
Could be Wales.
See, I think it could be Wales. I don't think Northern Ireland.
No.
Don't think Northern Ireland.
Any basis for that? It just doesn't feel right.
It just doesn't feel right. Doesn't feel right.
Yeah. I do think Scotland are quite progressive generally.
If you've got a hunch on Scotland,
I don't know. But you've now got a hunch about Wales. Do you know what Al is saying? He needs to make his mark on this round. We're going to go with Al.
Yeah. What do you want?
Let's go. I don't think it's Scotland for some reason. Let's. You saying Wales?
I'm not. I would say England. I think
I'm gonna go England.
Wow! Yeah. Here we go. Okay, let's do it.
Let's do it.
So, answers. What year did Apple release their first Macintosh computer? Jake, you said 1980 or 1984.
I didn't know. I mean, I'm throwing out numbers there like an idiot.
I think I said. Let's go 84.
You did.
Then you went. No, I think 80. No. I said 84, and you went. No, I think 80. I mean, you went down the middle 82.
You just split the difference.
It was 84.
But we were going 80.
Very Keir Starmer of you, isn't it,
Al? No. Before I said 82, we said, let's go early.
Go down the middle, try and please everyone, disappoint everyone.
It's another chance for a 5 out of 5 blown.
Yeah.
Oh, God. What a depressing start to the answer section of this round. Good.
So what historical event first happened in 1918 in the UK? We said the end of World War One, which it was.
Which it is.
Which historical first? I mean, there wasn't a second end to World War One, was there? So maybe on reflection, it was a bit of a daft answer.
Ah, I don't know anything.
Anyway, the answer was women over 30 could vote.
Oh, I knew that as well.
Which two countries gained independence from the British Empire in 1947? We said India and Pakistan. That's correct.
And we don't feel good about it.
Well done, Jake. No. Who said this? Any time you beg another man to set you free, you will never be free.
This was my answer, can I just say.
Malcolm X?
Yeah.
Correct. You are making your mark on this quiz. Now, which country in the UK was the first to ban smoking inside pubs?
This was also me.
We're in the houses on this one. What did we go for?
We went with England.
Okay, what were some of the other options? Well, there's only four. Wales we ruled out.
You were quite keen on that Scotland was quite a liberal place.
I don't know why. I just feel like they're always they always vote quite left-wing. Mm-hmm. They wanted to remain part of the EU. I feel like they're quite progressive.
The answer... was Scotland.
So where are we left?
So that gives us a 2 out of 5 at the end of the second round. So add that to our 4 from the previous. We're on a 6 out of 10 going into the final round.
Have you ever had a 0 round?
We've never had a 0 round, but
No, we did have a -12 round.
Yeah, we did actually.
We did have a -12 round, but yeah. I don't think this quiz will accommodate a -12.
Okay.
But, I mean...
That was a quirk of the format of that quizmaster.
Yeah.
I don't think Barney's going to put something...
Two's quite poor.
Two is poor, Two's poor. I think we should have got Scotland there.
But just to do a bit of number crunching, we are averaging a 3.
Okay.
So, but I mean, if we can get 5 out of 5 in the last round,
just realise how do we win this? Because there's no other. How do we win?
If we feel like we want to all kiss at the end of it,
yeah,
we won.
All right, it's looking good.
Yeah.
It is looking good. All right.
Should we take a break from the quizzing?
I think so.
And sure. I think we want to talk to our guest, Al Nash. Al, you have so. When did your? I think most people will know you from your Instagram sketches, your TikTok sketches, your sort of online comedy, which is brilliant. I would implore anyone to check it out. He is honestly one of the best in the game. How did that start for you? When did you get into that? What was the segue into that?
I've sort of done comedy since university, really. Got to uni, just found that experience a bit. I got to third year of uni being like, I need to leave this place having done like something. Mm. I'd made friends, I had a good time, but I just didn't feel like I'd left with any kind of legacy.
Sure.
That's what I strive
for. You're about legacy, even in the quiz. I need to make my mark.
So I started a comedy society at university and then met kind of like-minded people, took a few terrible, god-awful student sketch shows to Edinburgh Fringe, and then from there, I've kind of like dipped in and out of it over the last like 10 years or so. It's interesting. I think like the landscape of like making sketches has changed quite a lot. And obviously like post-COVID, it just sort of exploded. And even like phones getting better and like being able to film better things. It's kind of, the medium is kind of constantly changing. But I'd say I've kind of gained notoriety in the last like 6 months.
Is that a weird feeling? Because obviously you've been doing comedy for what, 10, 11 years?
Yeah.
And now, you know, people
now
are saying,
the masses have deemed me good enough.
Now the masses have deemed you good enough. Yeah. Is that a strange feeling? How do you come to sort of like, you know, to tell
a little bit. I do get it though. I think like I was saying off air, off pod, I used to make stuff that was very kind of like what I would deem to be kind of TV ready. Mm-hmm. Like I grew up on like TV.
This is off pod, is it?
No, as I was saying off pod before, but I'm bringing it on
Listen
pod
to be
now.
Awesome.
Yeah. I think I used to make sketches that were kind of like fairly like highly produced and like kind of TV ready, which obviously in this day and age with you know, the teeny boppers and their short attention spans, you need to make stuff that is I think you need to be willing to make kind of creative sacrifices to like get to the joke quicker, or like you say, kind of sort of hold their hand through the joke a little bit.
Yeah.
So I think I started to gain success with doing a lot of like format parodies with my friend Toby from Bath, at Toby from Bath on Instagram, who's a very good comedian as well.
Very good.
But yeah, I think we found success with kind of doing format parodies to like things that people recognise and taking them in kind of like surreal directions, but also kind of keeping it quite like British and like mundane. Like, for me, the gold standard of sketch is like Big Train, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And like Mitchell and Webb. So like that kind of very dry sort of monotone Britishness, but kind of taking it to kind of whimsical places. So yeah.
It's been amazing watching the stuff you've been putting out and also seeing the follower count sort of go. I mean, have you found it weird sort of being recognised in the street, that sort of thing? Have you had any sort of like interesting interactions like that?
No, I say I get recognised like most days. Happened early in the park. Wow. But I was literally in my head, I was eating a sandwich and I was thinking, I bet someone's going to say hi in a minute. As soon as I've taken like the biggest bite of a sandwich.
You know what?
And then a guy ran past, he since messaged me saying, sorry for shouting at you. But like,
oh.
Just, I literally went, whoa, he's like, love your videos, mate. I was like,
You get in your head a little bit.
It's annoying when you're eating, isn't it? It's annoying. Yeah. I always find it, whenever I've got a Greggs, that's somewhere I'm thinking, I hope no one comes over now.
It's really bad.
You've got a mouthful of like cheese and onion bacon.
Well, I'm looking my worst. Yeah,
crumbs all down yourself, yeah.
Round 3 is Wipeout. Now, I do a little quiz round in my quiz, Al, called Total Wipeout. I think this might be similar from Barney.
Mm.
So, instructions here, he's written them for us. Get an answer wrong and score 0 for the round. Okay, so I think we can leave it blank if we're not sure.
Yeah.
But if we want to answer, we need to be bloody well sure.
Wow, okay.
If in doubt, leave it out.
Yeah.
Is what I sometimes say. Mm. So question number one. Can you read this, Liam? Because I certainly can't.
Podgorica.
Podgorica, or it could be Podgorica, is the capital of which country? Podgorica is the capital of which country? We don't know.
Geography is not good for me.
Should we just... I mean, is there any point even deliberating on
it? No, we should just leave it. Because otherwise we're going to get ourselves into a situation where we're wiped out. Who's older, Joe Biden or Clint Eastwood? Whoa, that's tricky, isn't it?
Mm.
Both.
I don't know the exact age of either.
Biden's in his 80s.
I think Clint is in his 90s.
Oh, really?
I think. But look, you know, if we get to the end and we feel like we've not answered anything at all...
When was his heyday? Like mid-60s, when he was like really famous, right? So he must have been at least... He can't have been a lot younger than 30 doing those films.
30, right? Like in the 60s?
I think we need to be bold and choose one.
Wow, this you think is we you should go your for mark it? On the quiz,
I think we should. Or let's leave it blank for now. We can go back once we know the
and
questions.
Then give it a go. Yeah. Question three. Thomas Bangalter and Guy Manuel de Hoem Cristo are more commonly known by which French musical duo?
Is it Daft Punk?
I was going to say Daft Punk. Yeah. I thought they were French.
Or is it Cocteau Twins? Ooh. Are they a French duo?
I think the fact that you guys are so confident off the bat, it fills me with confidence, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's got to be Daft Punk, right? Yeah.
Let's go for it. Do you know what the brilliant thing is? It's not a real quiz.
Yeah, yeah.
If we lose...
There are no winners or losers here.
We lose.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not to undermine the format. No. It's very important that you still tuned into this.
Yeah. Can I just say, I think if we're going to go for Daft Punk, we might as well go for question two.
Yeah.
If you think Clint Eastwood is in his 90s, let's do that.
Let's do it. Yeah.
So we've answered two.
Question number four. Where in the body would you find the mandible? Mandible's the jaw, isn't it?
Is it?
I think so. I think the mandible is a jaw.
Can I see the spelling, sorry?
Yes, absolutely.
M-A-N.
M-A-N-D-I-B-L-E.
Mandible. My dad's a doctor as well, I should know this.
Yeah, do you want to give him a ring?
Yeah.
Go on. What's your dad's name?
His name is John.
His name's John.
I said I'd call him later today about something.
Did you tell him that would be as a phone a friend on the Pub Quiz Pod? Okay, we're going to call your dad. Save Daz. Dad.
Shall I respond this, Chris Tarrant?
Hello, Alex.
Hi, Dad. I'm currently on a podcast with my friends Liam and Jake, and the format of the podcast is it's a pub quiz, and there's a medical question, and I thought I would take the initiative and call you.
Hi, by the way. Jake here.
Hi, Dad.
It's cheating, but the rules are pretty fast and loose, so the question is... Where in the body would you find the mandible?
The jaw.
Okay. The jaw, straight away. No hesitation.
Jake did say jaw, so I feel a bit better about that.
What are you up to at the moment, by the way?
What are you doing today, Dad?
I'm just practicing some music for church tomorrow morning.
Speaks volumes of the man.
What does he play?
Plays a guitar and sings.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
What are the tunes on at church tomorrow?
Any particular tunes, Dad?
So, one from King's Cross Church, near you, Alex, called Oh God, Would You Move?
Oh, God, would you move?
I said that when Jake stood on my foot earlier.
So I've listened to Oh God, Would You Move, KXC, published 2023, so it's more than
that. Great. We'll pop it on after the quiz.
But make sure you have a listen to the Pub Quiz Pod as well, though.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called, the Pub Quiz Pod?
Yeah. Please. All right.
Okay.
Thanks so much.
Cheers, Dad. See you later.
All the best.
Bye.
Bye.
Your dad is the nicest sounding man I've ever met.
He's a very lovely man.
What a lovely guy. And also, what a reliable man.
Yes.
To actually ring someone, they answer straight away, they give you the answer to the question.
Yep.
What are you doing?
I thought...
Direct them what they're doing.
Honestly, if I rang my dad, he'd be like, what? No, go away.
If I rang my dad, it'd be about 9 rings, and then at the last moment, it'd be, hello? And then he'd go, I'll go, Dad, so what do you reckon? He'd go, I'm just putting my headphones in. Hang on, put my earphones in. Plug them in. Hello? 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 But he always says that. Hello? Hello? Headphones in. Hello? Yeah, what is it? okay, so I'm just doing a podcast with Jake and... Oh, well, he's Jake. Right, and then you're like, oh, forget it. That, he was great.
Yeah. Also, he was so warm that Liam actually called him Dad, which I loved. Hiya, Dad, you all right? I thought, do you know what? Yeah, fair enough. He feels like the quiz team's dad. Yeah.
Sorry, you know what that was? That was panicking. I forgot what you said his name was, and all I could see was Dad written on the phone, so I just repeated it out loud. Hey, Dad.
Hiya, Dad.
Hi, Daddy. Yeah. Oh, guys.
Jaw, brilliant. Well, to be fair, I don't feel too bad about that, because that's what we were going to say
confirming
anyway.
Confirming
an answer. So, finally.
That's lovely.
Question five. Sorry, Jake.
What is the number of colours on the flag of Belgium times the number of teams in the Premier League and the year Princess Diana died? Wow, we've got some maths to
do. So, there's three colours on the flag of Belgium and there's 20 teams in the Premier League. So, that's
how many in the Premier League?
20.
What's the etymology of this sum, though? Is it like, so you know, when 30. You do like times plus something, do you have to time? So, it's.
God, I hate that.
Yeah. What I can offer, though, is the year that Diana died.
So, what was that?
Which is 1997.
So, 19. Oh no. So 2000.
So is it 3 times 60 plus whatever that is, or is it 3
no,
times
I think it's just
so it's 3 times 20.
So 30.
Plus
so 30. 60. So 2027?
No, 3 times 6, 3 times 20.
So if we go
three
to
times, oh bloody yeah. hell,
we
yeah,
need to,
sorry,
we need to,
60,
we need to do 60. Bod mass.
That's what I'm saying.
Bid mass. Yeah. Indices is like if it's to the power of something, it's not going to be that. Mm. Division, we don't have that. Multiplication. Mm. So we do the multiplication first. 3 times 20, what did we say?
60.
What did we say? What did we say?
What did I keep saying?
20? You said 30.
I kept saying 30. What an idiot. Yeah.
So then the next thing to do is the addition. So 60 plus 1997 takes us to Al Nash.
2053.
Does it?
7. 2057.
Yeah. Yeah.
The way you got
3
from it there.
Yeah. So that's added to the year late Diana died. Do you think that the Spencer family, when Diana was in that tunnel in Paris and she crashed and her family had to be called and her children had to walk behind the coffin at a very young age, and the nation mourned, and Elton John sang that song, that her death would be sort of trivialised in a trivia question by Barney Fritz to add it to the number of flags, colours on the Belgian flag, times by the number of teams in the Premier League. It's a sad indictment,
yeah,
isn't
it?
To the Queen of Hearts.
So it's only one we haven't answered. Podgorica is the capital of which country?
Thank God we didn't answer it. We'd get wiped
out. No, but it's our last chance for a 5 out of 5. Do we? Does anyone have a hunch?
It couldn't be Costa Rica, could it? Is that too lazy?
You know what? You know that in the essence of a good quizmaster, not just putting a question in which you either know it or you don't.
Mm.
Has he put a clue in there?
Mm.
In my going, Podgorica. There's a clue in there for you to work it out, and that is Rica, which case is Costa Rica. Because if we go for that, we could be on for
the final. And what the clue is saying is, are you man enough?
Yeah. Oh, man.
It's here for you.
How big's your balls?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How big's your balls, your bollocks, your bollards?
What are you nibbling on?
Don't say that.
Don't fucking say that.
We've established.
Al's trigger word.
Yeah, nibble.
Look, do you know what? I get what you're saying about the logic of the question. I'm happy to go with it. What I would say, though, is the logic of... The only logic I know is the logic of quiz rounds. And a wipeout round, the only logic you can go by is if you don't know, don't risk it.
But, yeah, and you're right. You're absolutely right. But speaking of legacy, speaking of making your impact...
Yeah.
Al, this is... You're the guest of this quiz. This is your quiz. This is what's going to go next to your name on the leaderboard when we can be bothered to put it together of what your score was at the end of this. I think.
How much do you want it?
I think at the minute. So if we go through all four of these, bearing in mind one of them could be wrong. Mm. Clint Eastwood or Joe Biden is 50-50.
Yeah.
We've gone on. We could be wrong and be out anyway. If we get nothing for this round, then you've finished on a
six
out of 50.
Well, for me, it's
which is crap anyway.
Well, it's 6 or 10, and they are both for me six. Completely.
Should we go for it?
Let's go for it.
So it's whether you go for it, join the 5 out of 5 club.
Yes.
Let's do it.
It's an opportunity to join the club. Let's just. Is it Costa Rica?
Let's go for it.
I think there's something in there that is going. Oh, you could maybe trace the logic.
Let's go for it.
Are you happy to, Al?
Yeah, let's do it.
I think Costa Rica is a brilliant bit of logic there.
So yeah. I'm going to do something a bit different now.
You're going to go in reverse.
I'm going to go in reverse.
I think that makes sense.
It's a very clever trick in the business.
Yeah, nice.
Of building tension.
And you know what? I don't... Have you got the answers up on your sheet?
I've got them now, yeah.
I'm not going to look at them. I want to be part of this finding out.
I'm going to be part of it.
Come on.
I'm gonna fold my paper. So I'm also part of it.
Guys, we're either finishing on a 6, which is one of the worst scores we've ever had.
Cool, good to know. Didn't tell me that before, and now you tell me. Now it's too late. Great.
What a legacy.
Yeah. Or an 11, which is quite average. Yeah. So you know, it's all to play for.
So we're gonna go backwards now. So question number 5, we were asked to times the colours of the flag by and Belgium by the number of teams in the Premier League and the year Princess Diana died to be added to it. We said 2057.
Yeah,
we were correct. Right. It was 2057.
Yeah, really, thank God. Thank you, Bodmas.
Thank you, Bodmas. Yeah. If you're listening, we're gonna fold back now and look at question number 4. Where in the body would you find the mandible? Thank you so much to your father for answering. Hopefully now he can become our third listener as well. If he's gonna stick to his word and listen to the podcast.
Well, he's busy, but
he's got that church concert.
Yeah,
on,
he has. Yeah.
He said the jaw. It was the jaw.
Yeah.
Yes. 2 out of 2 so far. Thomas Bangalter and Guy...
This could be wrong, actually. We were a bit cocky with this. This could be wrong.
Thomas Bangalter and Guy Manuel de Joam Cristo are more commonly known by which French musical duo? This was all you two, I'd say. Al, Liam, this was on you. You said Daft Punk. Could have been Justice.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Can I just say, didn't mention that at the time. Kept that quiet, right? An injustice, if anything.
Yeah. It was Daft Punk.
Good, thank God.
Oh, here we go.
Which takes us to question 2.
Now, this is a 50-50. We went off completely off Jake's logic here, really, for Joe Biden or Clint Eastwood. You said you think Biden's in his 80s. He's going to be in his 80s. You're not going to have a president in his 90s.
I'd have said Clint as well, from far. Yeah. This isn't the one you, Jake.
Who's older, Joe Biden or Clint Eastwood? We don't want to play the blame game. It's not a game we like to play.
This worries me.
Who said what?
You said Clint Eastwood.
I said Clint Eastwood.
You said Clint, but
we
at
stuck
no point.
With Clint Eastwood, right?
I didn't chuck
you. You didn't say anything.
Yeah. I backed you all the way. I had no red flags from Clint.
Now it just sounds like I'm sucking myself off. It's Clint Eastwood!
Yay!
You 94-year-old bastard, I love you.
Before we find out the answer to the... So we could have not answered this, and we would be walking away now with a 10 out of 50.
Yeah.
Which is respect.
Yeah.
Two-thirds. Yeah. It's double figures. I think we always say double figures out of 50
is respectable.
But
this is more. We've gone for glory. 5 out of 5 chances here.
It's a 5 out of 5.
I'd go as far to say.
I'd love to have you in the club.
I go as far to say, this could be the greatest moment of your podcast ever. If this is correct, I don't want to speak for the group.
I've never listened to one.
No, never listened to one.
But
of the ones I've listened to, which includes this could be the biggest
one. Genuinely, this is the most suspense I've ever felt going into final question.
Yeah. We're definitely getting better at producing it as we go, aren't we? So, the final question, Al's chance to be in the 5 out of 5 club. For the camera, sorry if you're listening to this, but what I've done here is I've put my finger over the answer and I've folded it in such a way that I don't know. So we're going to find out together. Podgorica is the capital city of what country? We said Costa Rica because it sounded like Rica. The answer is Montenegro!
Oh my God!
We went for it! We went all in!
Fuck!
Al, I'm so sorry you don't get to join the 5 out of 5 club on this occasion.
And also, not just that, you've humiliated yourself with a 6 out of
15. Just Liam, just rubbing top of the not only that, but you humiliated yourself, you prick!
I've wrote it down massive as well and circled it.
6 out of 15, Al. Mate. You've brought us some of our favourite moments of the Pub Quiz pod, but you've come out with a 6 out of 15.
Also, Matt, then I hope you're not on pay as you go, because then minutes were wasted ringing your father.
Yeah, they really were.
You know, what a waste that was.
Our resident Martin Lewis strikes again. Loves a bargain.
What you need to do, get yourself a new switch. Hello again.
Al, we've loved having you on. How have you found the Pub Quiz pod?
It's been great. Been very happy to be here.
What we like to do at the end of a quiz is get a little bit of a review of the quiz from our guests. So the first criteria out of 10 we want you to score is the range of questions. From our quiz master.
I think 7. I think it was fairly broad. Yeah.
Second category is overall playability. So the format, what Barney bought in terms of being able to make it accessible for everyone to enjoy. How do you feel?
Are the questions that you get always just by there's never any, like sound rounds or like
we've had a couple, mate.
Yeah.
I think a little bit more creativity could have been applied.
Barney, you got
a
rinsed there, mate.
A little bit. Sure. But fun name though, Barney Fritz. Got a lot of mileage out of that. So what he lacked in quiz acumen, he made up for in name.
Yeah. And the final category, which takes into account your host, your overall experience, how you were treated when you arrived.
Look, you're giving me that. The host, yeah.
How it was, the producers, the whole setup of the day.
Producers.
including the quiz questions. How was just your overall vibes?
Good vibes rating, please, out of 10.
10 out of 10.
It's hard, isn't it, when we're both looking at you in the eyes.
Yeah.
That's what Imogen said, don't look them in the eye. That's where you make the mistake.
Especially when we're so buff and intimidating.
Yeah. No, I've had a lovely time.
Well, Al, you've been a 10 out of 10 guest.
Thank you.
Absolutely have. And Liam, where can people go and see Barney's quiz in real life?
So, Barney Fritz, he will be at the Crown in Greenwich, and his quiz runs every single Sunday at 7:30 p.m. And actually...
Well, you're staying at mine on Sunday, aren't you?
I think we should go.
Let's go.
Should we go?
We're staying at yours. All three of us. Wow. Amazing.
Al's just revealed he's packed an overnight bag.
So exciting, yeah.
He knew this was happening already.
That's where you can find Barney. Thank you so much for sending your quiz in, Barney. And a huge thank you to Al Nash.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Right, let's go.
Let's go.